for exactly.
What you can do is solve for energy levels of the Morse potential, or whatever bond potential you have. And a common way to do it is very similar to the linear combination of atomic orbitals. So what you do is you look for a solution in terms of harmonic oscillator solutions. So this phi 0, phi 1, phi 2 are the harmonic oscillator solutions. You look for a solution of that form. You put it in the time-dependent Schrodinger equation. You multiply by the, from the left by the different harmonic oscillator solutions and integrate to get a set of equations. On the right-hand side, the overlap integral that results will be diagonal because the harmonic oscillator solutions are orthonormal. So if they're both the same, you get one, and if they're different, you always get zero. So the overlap matrix in this case really will be
the identity matrix. And you come to a problem